Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah Yasin, chapter 36. And we come to verses 47, 48, 49. And inshallah, if we have time, we'll still go to the next verse. In these verses, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. When it is said to them, spend from the provision. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Spend from the provision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. Not the provision, my wealth. No, that pride, arrogance must come out. مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Sometimes we assisting others, wealth, with sustenance, with whatever it may be, financial needs, difficulties that they're experiencing. Take Palestine, you're sending, you're helping, you're assisting. But sometimes we have to check within ourselves. This is the lesson for us as believers. Although here, it is referring to the disbelievers. We're going to come to that. But for you and I, when we have this wealth and we want to help others, is it to show our lofty status? Check how much money I have given. So this has to come out, this mentality, because this is a trait of the kuffar. This is a trait. So Allah Azza wa Jal teaches them and teaches us all. In fact, the Quran Sharif is for all of us. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ. When it is said to these disbelievers, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Spend from the provision Allah Azza wa Jal has given to you. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The people of the kuffar say, they say to the believers, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who commit, perpetrate kufr, they say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. To those who have iman. See already that distinction. Quran Sharif is what? Another name for the Quran Majid is Al-Furqan, the separator of Haq and Batil. So, the kuffar say then to the believers, أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَ. Shall we feed those whom Allah Azza wa Jal could have fed? If Allah Azza wa Jal wished. أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَ. Shall we feed those whom Allah Azza wa Jal could have fed if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so willed? If Allah so willed, they don't say subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of that. But shall we feed those whom Allah could have fed if Allah so willed? Like, what's the need for us to feed them? Allah has, you're saying how much of khazana and treasures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, so He'll feed them. Why must we feed them? See, when it is time to give, to share, from that which Allah has given them that little bit of authority, no, we will not, we'll hold back. In antum, they then say, in antum illa fi dalalim mubin. You are but in the open error. They are referring to the believers. They are telling the believers that you are in but in the open error. You are totally wrong on this. So, وَيَقُولُونَ. What else do these kuffar say? They say, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, and when will this promise come true? إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. When will this promise come true? مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ. You say the Qiyamah is coming. They're referring to Qiyamah here. When will this promise come true? You are warning us of Qiyamah. When will it come true? If you are truthful. Allah Azza wa Jal responds. So that's verse 48. Verse 49. مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِسِّمُونَ. They are looking for nothing but a single cry. Soiha, we did it previously. It came the word, the verse, in kanat illa soihata wahidatan fa idha hum khamidun. So that those were referring to the people who rejected either prophets, or we said either rejected the disciples of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and it came down also at that given time when we spoke about Habib al-Najjar, Habib the carpenter. So Habib, when they rejected him, then this all took place. And that is, but that was referring to a scream of Jibreel alayhi salam. One scream, they were expecting mighty, no, one scream, and they were all wiped out. So here, this is where our, those who are, even sometimes the Hufaz, they get confused in this, because Sayha comes there, Sayhata Wahida. So sometimes if you are not concentrating, it will just go to Sayhatan Wahidatan Faidahum Khamidun. Whereas Ta'khudhum Wahum Yakhissimun. So one more time, Sayha will come also. It's still coming again. But here, Sayha, we must say, Sayha is referring to the trumpet being blown. So first the trumpet will be blown. All those who are living will come to an end. It will, everything, all those, whatever is living on the earth, that will all come to an end. That's the first trumpet. That is the first trumpet. One single cry, and there it will all seize them. The question of the disbelievers quoted here is the one they used to ask the Muslims. And they used to ask, Mata hadhal wa'd? When will this, when will the promise come true? In kuntum sadiqeen. This was not for the purpose of asking with true intent. Here the purpose was more for to make a mockery. You're always saying this. You just, all fairy tales, right? So it was simply a way of taunting the Muslims and making fun of them. So we learn from this also, taunting, making fun of the Muslims, not something small. It's something that continues and it's going to happen. But our duty function is not to please people, but rather it is to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And even if it were for finding out the true nature, hypothetically speaking, then the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal of the universe requires the full and precise knowledge of the year and day of the coming of Qiyamah, should not. And that is only to Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, what we know from facts is Qiyamah will take place on a Friday, on a day of Jummah. That is all. Where people say 10th Muharram, this, that, all fabrications, lies, only Allah Azza wa Jal knows all of that. Nobody else knows this. Now, to come towards this year, reasonable people, once they become aware of something, with all certainty, they, what do they start doing? They start making the necessary preparations ahead of it. But you see, the shaitan and our nafs, it wants to cling onto this worldly life. So once it wants to cling onto the worldly life, it needs to give it some reason. So you get the different levels then. But kufr totally rejects Qiyamah. You speak to Christians and you say, do you know that there's life after death? You say, do you still believe in all of, they can't believe that there is life after death. So this year, so this, we must be aware of, and we as believers, what we must take lesson from is, how much of preparations am I believe in Qiyamah, I believe the suwar will be blown, the horn will be trumpeted, but how much of preparations am I really putting into that which there is, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that which in there is absolutely no doubt in. The narration of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned in, Qurtubi has mentioned this hadith also, two men will be engaged in the activity of buying and selling cloth. Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi has also included it under this verse, under the context of this verse. Two men will be engaged in the activity of buying and selling cloth. Stretched before them will be the yardage of the cloth pieces, while all of a sudden Qiyamah will just come, and they would be unable to complete their deal of cloth. Then there will be someone else. He'll be plastering his water tank, will fall dead in the same state. This is it. So they play around. You see, the West, they don't have no powers. So they have to create this false image in the form of games, in the form of movies, in the form of television, in the form of fantasy world living, as you can see, NEOM, Vision 2030. All these are terms that are being thrown at you to create the coming of Dajjal. And Dajjal is what? This fake fantasy world. He's going to make you believe something that is not real. And you will believe it as soon as you're starting, you find yourself inclining to all these movies, all the news, whatever they throw at you, you just believe it naively. All of this will be when the Dajjal, it's the rolling of the red carpet. It's the rolling of the red carpet. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Every prophet came, but he warned his ummah of the Dajjal. We are that ummah who's going to see. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it such we don't meet the Dajjal. We don't live in his era. But this ummah at one stage is going to face the Dajjal. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned about the Dajjal. So this all is going to come into play. But we have to be holding on to the sunnah, holding on to the lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Deen will become strange. Muslims, true Muslims will become strange, but glad tidings be to the strangers. Deen started strange. It started strange, and it will return strange, glad tidings to the strangers. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us akhirat ka tayyari. Just now, Mufti AK Saab sent a book for me, alhamdulillah. The book's name is Akhirat Ka Musafir. Mayyat Se Muta'allik Ahkam Wa Ahwal. And this year is by our Honorable Ustad, who passed away just now in Shawwal, in the beginning days of Shawwal. Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Dudat Saab Rahmatullah Alayna, we say that may Allah Azza wa Jal shower his countless mercy upon him. And this year seems like an interesting book. I just received it now and I was so pleased to see Hazrat Mulana Dudat's name on this book. Another book to read of his. And on the it's got your kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every nafs will taste death. Every nafs will taste death. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that ability, that vision, that intelligence, as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is he who checks himself, he puts his nafs under control, wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, and he does actions for the life to come after death. Just yesterday, our other honorable ustad, Hazrat Mulana Burhan Mia Saab Damat Barakatuhu, in Darulum Zakaria, he spoke on death. And he spoke about this hadith and all aspects surrounding death and our preparations for it. This is an intelligent person, as Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. So these are our honorable asatidah who constantly conscientized us and warned us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to hold on to what they taught us and to the haq, and to move forward with this and give them the entire rewards in this world they are after. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.